Okay. Today is August 17th, 2018. You are less than 2 weeks, more like a week and a half away from going back to school for your senior year. Be proud of yourself. You've made it. A lot of people can't say that. But things have been really stressful for you lately. And I get that. You went to Rockford, which is a mental facility, for threatening suicide. You broke your code with yourself by harming yourself, even though you hadn't done that in 2 years. But you broke, so that was the only thing you knew. You have all this stuff going on, and everything just dropped stressfully. And I know you don't like change. You never really have liked change. You're used to people dying or people just abandoning you or not knowing who anybody is, even though they're supposed to be your family. And it's scary. It really is. It's terrifying having all these different changes. But you can make through it. You will. You'll make through it. I believe in you. But things will be tricky for a while. You and Dad are by yourselves now. Because What's-Her-Face and Dad are finally getting a divorce. You did get out of Rockford after being in there for almost a month. That was great. Inpatient and outpatient. Baby passed away. You can't see Lily and Bella anymore. Courtney and Connor are out of the house now because they went with their mother. Courtney's miserable and there's nothing you can do about it. You know, you really want to do something about it. You really do. You want to do something about it so bad. You feel bad because there's nothing you can do. Except be there for her, even if it's over text message or phone calls or FaceTime or something. But it will get better. It will get better. Alright, you're going to do great as hell this year. You're going to do fantastic. And you know what? You're going to choose to be happy. Because you know what? You need to stop not taking your dad's advice about not being happy and start doing it. That's all you want in life is to be happy. That is all you've wanted for so long. And it sucks that you're not right now. But that is your choice. Alright? Like, this is yourself telling you to be happy. And if you don't get it done, you're going to be miserable for the rest of your life, just like a bunch of your family is. So you know what? You're going to get a job. You are going to get a job this year, whether it's by your house or by your school. Or maybe directly in between your house and your school. Who knows? Alright, you're going to do that shit. You're going to get it done. You're going to make money. Alright, you're going to save your ass off. Okay, save up $5,000 for Korea. Alright, you are going to go to school in Korea. You're going to get a bunch of scholarships. Because you're going to apply your ass off for scholarships so you can go to school or even just take out loans at this point. Who the fuck cares? Not me. Alright? And you're going to do whatever it takes to get what you need done. And I don't give a fuck if that means staying up late as hell until you can barely think the next day. I don't care if that means working your ass off to the point you are drenched in sweat and tears and blood. Alright? You are going to fucking do it. And you are going to be happy as shit doing it. Alright? All you want is to be the CEO of your own film company. How the fuck are you going to do that if you don't have faith in yourself? How the fuck are you going to do that if you physically don't believe in yourself? How are you going to do all that? You're not. You're going to end up giving up. And you know what? That's not right. You need to keep it up. Okay, you need to keep it up. So you need to get your ass out of this hole that you have dug for yourself and be happy with the accomplishments that you have created. Be happy that the fact that you feel like you have an actual support system now. You have your dad, you have your mom, you have Joe, you have Courtney, you have Lucian, you have Aunt Sally, you have Aunt Angie, you have Uncle Sean, you have all these people. You know what? Yeah, they haven't been there for you the whole time. I mean, you didn't really even know your parents till you got older. You never did like your mom, but you know what? You and your mom have a good-ass relationship now, and you should be happy for that. You and Aunt Angie have a good relationship now, and you should be happy for that. I mean, me and you both thought you would never have a relationship with all these people in your family because they did you wrong. You felt like you would never have any of this. And it feels good. It feels good. So you know what? You need to get your ass out of that hole and dig yourself the fuck out. Okay? And be happy. And you know what? Take all that anger and negativity and all the shit that's happened, and I want you to take it and fucking run with it. I want you to take it and run with it to motivate yourself. Because that's what you need. You need a motivation. Okay? You really fucking do. You need a motivation to keep you going, to make sure you feel alive and happy. Because for the longest time, you are used to not being happy, and that is not okay. That is not a way to live. So here I am done for today. So I will talk to you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.